This item of old business is conditional use number 2454, H&amp;K Group, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2454 for H&amp;K Group, Inc., for a borrow pit based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this application previously received a recommendation for approval by the commission. The second hearing was conducted to address a concern about the legal notice for the earlier hearing. The record from the prior hearing was incorporated into the record of this hearing. Two, this application is for a 269.07-acre borrow pit operation within a 309.6-acre site. The excavated area will not exceed 195.83 acres, more or less. Three, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses and for road construction. Four, the borrow pit is within a much larger wooded parcel owned by the applicant. The preserved woodlands will provide an extensive buffer between the borrow pit operations and adjacent properties and roadways. It is not likely to be visible from nearby homes or roadways. This is an appropriate location for this use. Five, based upon information in the record, the area used for the borrow pit operations and processing will be at least 1,000 feet from Shiloh Church Road, and there will be approximately 1,700 feet between these operations and the nearest off-site home, not including an abandoned dwelling approximately 230 feet away. Number six, the applicant will provide dust control to keep the area roadways free of dirt and dust from trucks leaving the site. Seven, the project, with the conditions and the stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the traffic or neighboring properties. In support of this, the applicant commissioned a traffic analysis of the project and its potential impacts on area roadways. That analysis confirmed that the use will not have any impact on the A or B level of service that exists at the adjacent intersections of Johnson Road and East Trap Pine Road within Shiloh Church Road. That analysis also compared this proposed use with other existing borrow pits and found that the traffic impact of this borrow pit will be no greater than what occurs as a result of other existing borrow pits throughout Sussex County. Eight, DelDOT has stated that the use will have a negligible impact on area roadways. DelDOT has also inserted an entrance authorization for the use. Nine, the property contains approximately 17.19 acres of non-tidal wetlands. The proposed use will create a minimum of 50-foot-wide buffer from these wetlands and will obtain a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for any crossing of these wetlands. 10, as a source of fill dirt available to the entire county, the project is essential and desirable for the general convenience, safety, and welfare of the current and future residents of Sussex County. 11, the use of this subject is subject to approvals from state agencies, including DelDOT and DENREC. 12, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, no materials shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. B, the excavated area of the borrow pit shall not exceed 196 acres. C, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic when conditions require. D, the only entrance to the pit shall be a paved road from Cedar Lane. The entrance shall be fenced or gated to prevent access, but the gate shall be set back at least 500 feet from Shiloh Church Road to allow trucks and equipment to pull completely off of Shiloh Church Road when the gate is closed. E, any roadway and entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the borrow pit is not in operation. F, the hours of operation, including any dredging, shall be between the hours of 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. G, no materials shall be stored on any access roads or within any buffer area. H, temporary fuel storage will be permitted on site and must be placed and maintained according to state and county standards and requirements. I, no Jake brakes or compression release engine brakes shall be used within the site. J, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried or placed in the site on the borrow pit. K, the proposed pit will have a 3-to-1 side slope down to a 10-foot level bench that will be approximately near or 1 foot below the static water surface. L, a final site plan including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, reclamation plans shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plans shall indicate finished grades, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance and protect existing and future developments. M, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. N, the applicant shall comply with all the requirements set forth in Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. O, the borrow pit shall be surrounded by a buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, 200 feet from any dwelling of other ownership, a 50-foot buffer from all other property lines of the ownership. The buffer area shall be a vegetated buffer of existing vegetation or native species vegetation, and there shall be no trespassing or danger signs posted at 200-foot intervals around the entire perimeter of the property. P, the non-tidal wetlands on the site shall be delineated, and they shall have a buffer that is at least 50 feet wide, except where permitted wetland crossings exist. Q, a violation of any of these conditions may result in the termination of this conditional use. And R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of changes or conditional use number 2454 H and K Group LLC. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I'm voting no, for the same reasons that I voted no previously with this application. Nothing presented really changed that.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes no, similarly for the same reasons that I did last time. The vote is tied 2-2. In the event of a tie, it is a denial of the motion.
It's effectively a denial, a recommendation of denial at this point. And so, I mean, that's how it'll go to council, sort of a default recommendation of denial.
All right, then. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2466. Albert.
And let me back up if I could. The reason being for that is that the rules say a failure to receive three votes shall be deemed a denial.
Exactly, so yeah. And I'm sure that council will take that into consideration when they consider the application, so. All right, our next item is conditional use number 2466, Albert Finelli.
This one was Mr. Mears' motion.
Hold on.
Yeah, and I know he was out unexpectedly today, so
okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2466 for Albert Finelli for boat repair within the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this site was previously the subject of a conditional use granted in 1998 for mini storage and outside recreational vehicle and boat storage. That was approved as conditional use number 1253. Two, the applicant now seeks approval for this conditional use to allow boat repairs to also occur on this site. This is a reasonable expansion of the existing use. Three, the boat repair and storage will occur inside. This is an appropriate, convenient location at the existing boat storage site. Four, the applicant has stated that this use will not have a substantial impact upon area roadways. Five, this minor expansion of the existing use will not have any adverse impact upon the neighboring properties or community. Six, tourism and outdoor recreational activities on the area roadways are a significant part of the Sussex County economy. Boat repairs promote and support both of these activities. As a result, there is a public of semi-public character, and it is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents and visitors to this area of Sussex County. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this recommendation is for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the conditions set forth in conditional use number 1253 that are not inconsistent with this recommendation shall remain in effect. B, this additional use shall be limited to boat repairs. No other types of repairs, an example, automobiles and trucks, shall occur on this site. C, all repairs and maintenance shall occur only indoors with all fluids disposed of properly. D, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of the boats and watercraft located on the site. E, no more than 10 boats shall be under repair or awaiting repair on the property at any time. The area set aside on the site for the placement of the boats awaiting repair shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2466, Albert Finelli, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2012, Rudder Road, LLC.
I believe we were waiting for some information, right?
Correct. I can provide an update, Mr. Chairman. While I'm talking, if I could hand these down. The next two items, the commission may remember at the last meeting, the record was left open for receipt of a staff analysis on the revised site plan that was submitted and uploaded to the record. Having clarified this with staff, Mr. Chairman, I can confirm that the staff analysis that you have already in the record is based on the revised plans that were submitted by the applicant.
Okay.
The problem is it was not uploaded to the application docket at the time of the hearing. I can confirm it's now uploaded to the docket. You can see that in your paperless packet. And I thought, whilst we're looking at the revised plan, I actually printed the original plan that was originally submitted with the application and the revised plan, just so you have paper copies before you. There was a design change. and the version that I'm showing on the screen, it is the more recent one that was submitted by the applicant. Now, I think the biggest change in terms of location of units, the unit numbers remain the same. There was a change to the design of the amenities so that the amenities do not extend as far and as close to the property line as originally approved. Remember on the original drawing, they were back here, and now there's a T hammerhead turn here that's much, much closer to the application site. The second change was in relation to the street design and layout in the southeast corner, that the revised design as submitted mid-application by the applicant, actually has interconnectivity in the southeast corner of the site, which is shown here on the drawing. And the number and location of dwellings around that intersection there have been redesigned and replaced. Overall, the overall number remains the same. So other than that, it's very subtle changes. The applicant did, on the townhouse units, add additional detail to show the buildable areas within each of the townhouse unit areas, so we know where the units are going to be located and where the yards are. So, in short, that's the changes between the two. So.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now that we've received this additional information, I'm going to move to defer for further consideration.
Yeah, I think
do we close the record?
We left the record open for written comment because this was going up on the docket. And I apologize, I don't remember the time frame that we left it.
So it hasn't expired?
Yeah, it hasn't expired yet.
Okay,
at this point.
Then so we'll defer it.
And the record will remain open for written comment.
I second the motion to defer.
Yep. Regarding CZ 2012 Rudder Road LLC, I move to defer.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2012 Rudder Road LLC. Because the record is still open to receive comments. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2449, Rudder Road, LLC.
So I'm going to do the same thing here. So for conditional use 2449, Rudder Road, LLC, I move that we defer action.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2449, Rudder Road, LLC, due to the fact that the record is still open. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2014, J&T Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone 2014 for J&T Properties, LLC, for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is located at the West Coates Corner intersection on the outskirts of the city of Lewis. It is next to the proposed relocated and redesigned intersection of Old Orchard Road, Savannah Road, and West Coates Road. There is other business, medical, commercial, and institutional zonings and uses in the immediate area. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, this site is in the coastal area according to Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, any future development of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2014 J&T Properties LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 2023 Jane Brady.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone 2023 for Jane Brady for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is located at the West Coates Corner intersection on the outskirts of the city of Lewis. It is next to the proposed, relocated, and redesigned intersection of Old Orchard Road, Savannah Road, and West Coates Road. There is other business, medical, commercial, and institutional zoning and uses in the immediate area. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or consumer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is in the coastal area according to Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, and prosperity and welfare of the county. Eight, any future development of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2023 Jane Brady for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the recent point.